Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome, everyone, to the FemNation podcast. Today, I have this awesome opportunity to get to jam with my friend here, Jill Yay! Stanton with Screw the 9 to 5. And we're like super close. You can't see us. But we're like,
it's awkward
right here.
If you were here, you'd be like, wow, you guys are really cramped.
You guys are very close. Thank you for being on here today, Jill. I am excited to be able to talk about your entrepreneurial journey as a woman.
Yeah.
I want to let other people know what that's like and what it's like to be you and in your head.
Yeah. Crazy.
Isn't that always the case? I think it's a little bit of crazy for all of us that totally. Pursue this. But my biggest question is, how did this journey start for you? Did you know you wanted to be an entrepreneur?
Well, I always knew that I was a horrible employee. I always knew that I wanted to do something different. Like, I really always kind of just repelled the idea of a 9 to 5. And I remember much to my parents' like dismay, truthfully, because I remember having conversations when I was like 7. This is how much it impacted me, because I was like, nope, don't want that. And my dad was like, you love to argue, you should be a lawyer. And I was like, oh, that means I would get to argue for a living. That sounds great. And he was like, it takes 7 years in school and then like all this stuff. And I was like, what? No. Like, absolutely not. Never for me. And then just over the years, it's been, honest to God, like a process of just giving myself permission to lean into this unconventional lifestyle that we now have. And honestly, like, my main start was when I started a online TV show called 20 something. Thank God it was like in the days where you could erase stuff off the internet, because it was 2006 when online TV wasn't a thing.
Right.
And it was about dating, sex, and relationships. So I'm real happy that we could delete that stuff, because I was in my 20s.
Might have been some juicy content,
and having
though.
Some great times and talking about it. But that was my first taste of like, oh, there's a whole world that I haven't even thought of yet, that I haven't even explored. And I could take my talents. At the time, I really wanted to be involved in TV. I was doing a lot of modeling. I was a Deal or No Deal girl and all this stuff. I was doing a lot of commercials and stuff. And so I wanted a way to utilize that, but be in control of it myself. And 20-something made zero money, but we did it for 2 years, and it was such great training for me. And then I met Josh not even a year after it ended. And he was already in this world of online entrepreneurship. And I knew nothing about that. I didn't know you could make money online. I didn't know you could sell courses. Like, when he first said, I think we should start an affiliate site together, I was like, yes! Wait, what's an affiliate site? What's a keyword? I was just so green, but I just ate it all up, because I was like, sure, this is a new exciting path for me. I get to be in control of my life. We get to make as much money as we want. And I get to do it with my favorite human on the planet. And from there, we just never looked back.
So has it been easy?
No.
I know that answer too. But how has the struggle changed you or morphed you as an entrepreneur?
Oh my God. It's made me see what I'm actually made of. And truthfully, that really came to a head. I mean, we've had so many ups and downs, so many failures, so many things that I assigned a lot of meaning to, of like, oh, I guess that means I'm not cut out for this, or I'm not, you know, smart enough for this, or, you know, who would listen to me? All these stories we tell ourselves as entrepreneurs, when we're really like trying to make our way in this space. And ever since I became a mom, I've actually become much more gentle on myself, like giving myself the permission to be like, you know what? What happens if it's all happening exactly as it's supposed to happen? What happens if I'm exactly where I need to be, spreading the message I'm 100% supposed to spread at this moment? And even if that doesn't look like what our grand plan was for Screw the 9 to 5, because last year this time we were all in a membership site together.
Yes,
that's how you and I know each other. And we made this big decision to kind of take a left turn in our business to create something that felt more us. And ever since we did that, which was off the back of having our son, I have this new sense of confidence and like purpose and a mission that I'm so excited to get out there. And I've just started leaning into that side of myself now. Like, oh, I feel real good about myself that we made that decision to take this big, bold leap that most people thought we were insane to make. Right. I was actually just shooting with Amy Porterfield upstairs. We're at a hotel right now, but and she was saying, you know, I've watched you guys make this huge transition, and who you've become off the back of it is just so exciting to see. And because of that, I feel like I've finally found my feet as an entrepreneur. Dot, dot, dot. 7 years later.
And many pivots, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Many changes. What do you do now?
Now we make money selling nothing. currently in this phase of our business, our revenue model is fully affiliate marketing. So everything we do is shining a light on other entrepreneurs who are specialists in a certain field. Mm-hmm. We feel as though maybe we have a course in us again, but it won't be around anything tactical. It'll be much more around beliefs and mindset and all the things that hold so many up and coming entrepreneurs who are still in their jobs. Mm-hmm. They are strapped with these employee mindsets and it limits them from what they believe they can achieve. And so I feel like in future years, we will bring that out into the world in a way that we're supposed to. But right now, it's fully affiliate marketing.
So let me talk to you about your client base, your audience, mm-hmm. when you guys made a big shift this mm-hmm. time last year when you announced it. Mm-hmm. That didn't resonate awesome with everyone because they mm-hmm. didn't understand what you guys yeah. were looking to do and what that vision was for you. But how are you able to stop that noise?
Well, so you talk a lot about vision, which I so appreciate. And one thing that I actually got really in my head about was, I mean, we didn't have a lot of backlash. I expected a ton of backlash, right? I braced for that. I expected it. We got very little of it. It was actually the most supportive, loving, encouraging.
Yes.
It was the best experience, truthfully. And I was so anxious around it. But the vision, I just realized no one needs to know. No one needs to see our vision. We were given our vision for a reason. Not everyone has to get it. And I say that to everyone that I'm talking to through either Screw the 9 to 5 or at events like this. And they're like, people in my life just don't get it. And I'm like, they don't have to get it. They weren't given the vision you were. Right. You were given that vision. It's not on them to see it. It's on you to bring it to life and not worry that others don't get it.
That doesn't matter.
Because once it's out there, it'll start to piece together for them. I mean, even my parents, they don't fully get what we do. They thought we were crazy when we were like, yeah, we're going to shut down a offer that makes us $330,000 a month or a year. And they're like, please don't, please don't do that. You know, but it's August right now and we've already beaten last year's revenue by $140,000 because we went for this vision. We made this bold choice. We did something scary and we went all in on it and we believed in it.
Right.
And because we went to bat for the life we wanted for ourselves, the life we wanted for our son, the life we wanted for everyone that we're meant to impact and serve with this message, right. we went to bat for it. And because of that, we were rewarded.
Because you went for what you needed to do,
yeah.
what was right for your family, right yeah. for your son. And a lot of decisions come up in that process.
Yeah.
Now, that goes to prove, though, that when you shift and pivot to follow your vision, that you're not going to necessarily hear what your head's thinking
yep.
is going to come about, because you said you were thinking that you were going to get a lot of backlash yep. for it. Actually, it was much more supportive. But the people that see what you're doing, truly believe in you, will follow you with mm-hmm. that vision and watch it come to fruition for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So how for you was having your son change? How did that change that vision?
He was the catalyst for everything. He gave us space. Really, that's what it's come down to. He was the first time that we ever took a few days to ourselves. That sounds so really? Crazy. That sounds so crazy. But I just had a lot of internal stuff going on when we had Screw You. And for anyone who doesn't know, I'm not saying like, screw you, White Dove. I mean, like, screw university. It was the first time we gave ourselves space and like permission to not check in, permission to not have this stranglehold. Oh my God, our members going to cancel if we're not in there for like however long. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this sounds so sad, but we only took 9 days, 9 days wow. before I started getting messages, when are you coming back? And it was that really started us being like, okay, is this what we want? Like, I can't even, I took 9 days after having a human before I was back at work. Nothing. And I was just like, what's off here? Like, what have we created for ourselves? Because it's not them. It was the boundaries, lack of boundaries we set. Right. It was the limiting beliefs we had. It was how we were showing up. It was nothing to do with the members. It was nothing to do with the community, which we now realize. At the time, we were like, yep, it's the business model. It was never the business model. It was us.
That way.
Yes. We taught them how to show up. We taught them, yeah, you can ping us whenever you want, even after we have a human, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that catalyst, that space was our son gave us the space that was the catalyst to start asking ourselves, what do we really want?
How long did that process take? And did
a
you
good
even
5 months.
Did you even see that coming?
No.
Before you had him? I mean, up until he was born?
We knew things were starting to feel off. I chalked it up to pregnancy hormones. I was just like, I feel really trapped right now. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking it out to, we both know her. Her name's Heather Gray. Yes. She was our screw shrink. She was the mindset coach we had hired for our members. And I remember having a full on emotional breakdown to her on the floor of my closet in early February, 40 weeks pregnant, and being like, I'm so trapped in what we've created. And I don't know how I'm going to be present with my son. And so I know that there was something going on.
Yeah.
I just didn't have the clarity yet. And then when he came in and we were just flooded with joy, which truthfully I had the most impactful birth experience. I loved it. I still think about it. He was just this huge impactful change for ourselves. And he was the cause of us asking, what do we really want? And we did not get that clarity right away though. We asked ourselves that for like 5 months straight. Because we didn't have that breakthrough until, so he was born February 25th. We did not come to terms with that decision until the end of June, early July.
Wow.
So that is like a good 5 months of real pain.
Because through the layers?
Yeah. And just when you're out of alignment, you don't have clarity yet.
Right.
You don't have the perspective yet. We hadn't zoomed out to see what's going on here. So we just kept asking ourselves, what's feeling off?
Right.
What is it? And we had never, ever imagined that we would close this membership site that we, A, were known for,
right.
B, was the biggest piece of our business, C, was this magical place online with like believers, like our members, it was a family. You guys called themselves Scrammily. You guys hosted a baby shower for us. Like it was this, it just had this unique charm that I don't think a lot of communities have. And so there was so much guilt around like, oh my God, are we actually going to let that go?
You have the best one ever, yeah. And now
most
you're
people,
shutting it down.
Yeah, most people would kill for that, and we're about to release it. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of guilt around that, especially after we told everyone, mm-hmm. when we told you guys to your face at the event.
Hey,
afterwards.
This is really cool. I know you all love it, but so we're shutting it down.
Yeah, yeah, but I felt so out of integrity not telling you guys there.
Yes.
It would have been so weird for us to be like, yeah. We love each other. And then, oh, BTW, 1 week later, we're closing this out. It would have been so off.
It would have been awkward.
Because
I went through that experience live with you guys.
Yeah.
And it would have been like, why wouldn't they tell us that when we were
exactly.
just there?
Exactly. So that was the scariest thing I think I've ever done, is to stand in front of people who had invested money to be there, first off, had left their families to come for 3 days. And, you know, we spent a whole 3 days together. And at the end, to say that, I was so nervous. And there were some people who were not pleased. Well, three. There were three people out of 800 something members.
Yeah.
So like, fine.
Whatever.
Yeah. And that just needed to happen. And it was their own stuff.
Right.
Definitely. It was the best thing that we could have ever done. I felt lit up after it was all said and done. Like, truthfully, actually, let me back up. For a few days afterwards, I was like, oh my God, we just closed it down. We just told everyone and we said, what are we gonna do for money? You know, but things just fell into place and we just found our footing and we just barreled towards what we wanted once we had that space.
What's the future look like for you guys?
Oh man.
We don't have to tell any deeds. Don't worry, guys. I don't know any deeds, anything. I don't know anything specific. But I just
JK, she knows everything. I think we do have this course in us, which will be very much helping people who are stuck with employee mindsets think like entrepreneurs, because it's a very big difference.
Yes, it is.
And we are very over teaching the how. That is not what we're here to do anymore. We used to pride ourselves on, we teach the how. And we realized that you could have two people sitting side by side, given the exact same information. One will kill it. And the other will be like, I don't know what to do. This isn't working. This is way too hard. I'm really overwhelmed. What is the difference between those two people? It's their beliefs. It's their mindset. It's,
totally
it's the
mindset.
The way they see themselves.
Right.
And so that is the thing, right? That's
right.
The thing. That's the catalyst for true change.
Yes.
Is getting your beliefs under wraps and really upgrading them so that you can shed this old version of yourself, the employee version of yourself, and step into a true entrepreneur. And like, let's keep it real. Employees think very differently to entrepreneurs. You know,
it's completely different.
Night and day.
Yeah.
And so our mission is to help people upgrade that way of being so that they can step into entrepreneurship, feeling empowered and confident and ready to move forward and ready to serve and make one hell of an impact.
Right.
So we'll definitely, we have something around that. We don't know what it is yet. We were actually at a mastermind dinner last night and we have to say like one obstacle we're coming up against. And that was ours. Like, what is this version of us, of this program? Like,
sure.
How do we serve with this now that we're lit up by this? So that'll be coming. I think we have retreats. I really want to do retreats 100%.
Oh, please say so.
Yeah.
I will be there.
We're going to do a live event in San Diego. We have some big promotions coming up with some of the programs we promote as affiliates. So Business by Design is a big one of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be in our future. And then I really think it's time for me to get the F out of my way around speaking. I spoke at Pete Vargas's event, which you and I both,
yes.
He's a mutual friend of ours. He's the greatest human.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah. And I spoke at his event. And in my head afterwards, I said to Josh, oh, crap, I think I really messed that one up. It wasn't good. I wasn't too prepared and blah, blah, blah. And then last night at dinner, this man, Ray Edwards, came up. He's a copywriter. And he was like, you were so good. And I was like, what? And Pete was like, see, I've been telling you. So I think I need to shed that belief of myself of I'm not ready or I'm not a good speaker or whatever and just own it. Because I do have as I get real with myself, I feel like I have the gift of presence.
Yes.
And it's one of my strengths. And so if I could just stop being such a baby.
Step into it.
Step into it. I feel like I can maybe light up a stage or two.
And you know what I like about this interview is that you talk about the impact and the difference that you help employees mm-hmm. wanting to become entrepreneurs make and help them get past that. But you also talk about your own growth and where you're willing to go with the transparency of saying, yeah, still learning here as well. But this is what I know based on what we've been learning, that this is the way it needs to be. And it becomes unique to a degree, but there also is, there's one thing that I know stands in the way for so many entrepreneurs coming onto it, and that's the imposter syndrome.
Oh,
I wish there was another word for it.
I just shot an entire challenge about this. It's called Think Like an Expert, from imposter syndrome to expert status.
That imposter syndrome is crippling.
Okay, crippling.
What is the one thing, if you could take away from what you just shot or the imposter syndrome that you see in so many entrepreneurs moving into the online world or mm-hmm. in business in general, what's the one thing that is just
holds them back.
They gotta learn.
That they know enough, right, where they're at. I think people think, the thing I hear a lot of people say is, I don't know enough yet, though, or I don't have enough experience, or I'm not expert enough, or my business isn't, quote unquote, there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want people to realize is what Josh and I call the 10% edge. You just have to be 10% further ahead than them. Your audience just wants to learn from you, and they just want you to share what you're learning at that stage, because to them, you are an expert. And if you hold yourself back from that because you don't feel like you're ready or that you aren't able to serve or that you don't know enough yet,
right.
All you're doing is robbing them right. of the mission and the message and the results that you can help someone get.
Right.
And so if you just focus on, I just need to be 10% ahead of them, then it makes things so much easier, because I do not know everything.
Right.
I really don't. I have so much more to learn, but I am fully confident that I am 10% further ahead
yes.
than most of the people in our audience, than like pretty much everyone in our audience, right? Because our audience is made up of up and coming entrepreneurs, right? People just getting started. They're making
right.
under $3,000 a month. So I know, I can say with confidence that I can help you get further, right, or I can get your business launched and off the ground and profitable.
Right.
I believe in that. So if you're just 10% further ahead than them, right, you are an expert. And it's your job to step into that and serve them and help them get the results, because that's all they're looking for.
That's what they want. And I had someone tell me one time, and this little bit of advice just has hung forever, that and this was 2 years ago, I believe, by me not stepping out into the world with what I have to offer is actually holding other businesses back that need to hear from me.
Isn't that huge?
And that as soon as I do that, then they will be able to move forward. And I was like, ooh, that's a funny play on it, because it's almost like, snap, I better get going on this,
yeah,
because I'm holding someone back and I don't want to be on holding someone back.
Yeah.
You know, that's not on me, you know? And so I was like, interesting perspective, that if I don't, then someone else that needs to hear it from me and is supposed to hear it from me hasn't yet.
Yeah. And so they're just waiting.
They're just waiting.
So and then the more you wait, the more you get in your head,
oh,
and you're
gosh,
just doing them a disservice.
You know what? And one thing, stick one foot in front of the other and just freaking go.
Yeah.
Because what you don't think you know, you will learn along the way.
100%.
And what you think you know, you'll also learn more along the
way. And we all had to start
That's
at the right. bottom. Like, we all had to put one foot in front of the other. We all, who just said this to me and Josh? Every master was once a disaster. And I was like, oh, I love that,
yeah,
because
no
it's so
kidding.
True. I didn't even know what a keyword was. Right?
Right. Going all the way back to the beginning of this
You know what I mean? But it's true. Like, I had no clue. But I just knew that I wanted a certain result. I knew that I wanted a certain life, a certain
right.
level of income, a certain
yes.
level of freedom, certain level of options.
Right.
I wanted certain friends. I wanted, like,
yep.
I'm happy to pay for friends if I need to, like, to get myself in masterminds or
yes.
to events.
Yes.
Right? That's how I've met some of my best friends, is at events. So, yeah, I pay for friends if I need to do that in order to get take that first step and to get where I want to go, then I'll happily do that. And I think shedding the meaning that you assign to things, like, oh my, I'm just getting started. You know, I can't do that because what will people think if, or
right.
what does it mean about me if I fail? Or what does it mean about me if I'm not making $100,000 yet? Like, what does it mean about you? It means that you're just starting out. It means that you have the guts to go for it.
And did that money define you?
Yeah.
Does it
exactly.
define you? The lack of it, does that define you? No.
Of course.
You know, I mean, don't let that define you.
Yeah.
So.
And money's just like
it's
the only value it has is the value you give it.
Exactly. It's a tool to use mm-hmm. in order to move
make
forward
more.
And make changes in the world.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And to make more, you know, so it's awesome jamming with you.
I know. I love it. I know. It's usually flipped.
I know. So crazy. This is awesome. I want to thank you for coming on today. Is there any one particular thing you would want them to think about leaving this episode?
What do you really want? I think that's the biggest thing. Or I hate the word want. I recently learned the definition of want. So what do you really desire? And the reason I'm just going to back up for that, because want denotes a perpetual state of not having.
Right.
You never get what you want. Because you always have to move from a state of wanting to a state of doing, or a state of getting, a state of action, right? So what do you desire? What do you want to attract to your life? Like, what are you willing to do to make it happen? I think when you figure that out, like, what do I really desire? Where do I really want to take my life? What do I really want to create now? Not even in the future,
right?
Because that'll evolve. The business you start with will never be the one you end up with. It never,
never
will.
Exactly.
Our business we started out with was affiliate. Well, it's funny because it's a full circle moment, but like in a very different capacity. Screw the 9 to 5, started off with done for you services, right? That sure shit wouldn't do that now. You know what I mean?
Like, heck no.
I ain't trying to do done for you services now. Or it was one-on-one coaching and all these things that our business looks drastically different to that now. So just stay open and flexible and agile and be willing to invest in yourself mm-hmm. as an entrepreneur, your skills, the relationships you want to build,
absolutely.
Your own mindset. I think the inner game is the first step, because the inner game reflects or is a reflection, or the outer game is a reflection of your inner game, is what I'm trying to get to.
Yep.
My buddy James Wedmore always says this, like, how you see business will determine what's possible for you. But that starts with your inner game.
Yes.
The beliefs you have around yourself, your identity, your habits, mm-hmm. what you want to create in your life. All of that starts inside. None of it can be given to you externally.
No, because you have to believe it.
If you don't believe it, or if you don't have certainty around it, mm-hmm. or it is out of alignment with your values, you absolutely will sabotage it. And then you're going to sit there wondering, why didn't that work out for me? It must be because so-and-so said this, or it must be because the market's changing, right. or people don't have money anymore, or, you know, there's not enough pain in the economy right now. You know, all these crazy excuses that we put out there. No, it's always, always inside of you. And that's where the work starts. You can't mm-hmm. change what you don't acknowledge. I quoted Dr. Phil there. Yes, early 2000s. Soak it up. but it all starts there. And if you don't acknowledge where you're holding yourself back, there is no way you can keep going to where you actually want to get to, because yes. you will always find a way to sabotage that to be in line with what you believe. Right. If you believe you don't deserve success, you will sabotage success. If you believe right. money is hard to make, you will always have to work hard for money.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So address those beliefs that you have and start to upgrade those so you can become the next version of yourself. I think right. that's the biggest thing I would tell people.
Where can they find you? Where can the listeners find you? Tell me.
Yeah, easiest. ScrewThe9to5.com, all spelt out, no numbers, or on Instagram. Again, at ScrewThe9to5, all spelt out, no numbers.
It's been a pleasure yeah. to do this interview with
I'm
you,
I'm so happy we got to do this.
I am so excited. It was such a treat. You know,
big love for you, Davi.
I know. I love you guys. You know I love you. But
You'll never get rid of us.
You'll never get rid of me. You're stuck. I knew that in Austin over 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So thank
you. I'm so glad you came into our world.
I'm so glad to have you guys. You guys were a beacon and a light when I needed, because I had come off of a coaching. The first chance I'd ever had purchasing. I say that because that's what it really feels like. Diving into having a coach and to grow my business. And it was the biggest disaster ever. And so,
but it was a blessing.
It was a blessing.
Yeah.
But also, funny thing is that it was through an old podcast of Amy Porterfield's that I heard about you.
Oh,
guys.
No way. And I just came down from shooting another episode for hers. Yeah. That's too funny.
So that is where I heard about you guys. And I was like, I love these guys' jam. Who are they? You know? And so then I was like, I want in the membership. And I want, okay, yes, I've never gone to a conference before. I'm going to Austin.
Yeah, that was so great. Your first ever event. What a good one.
With you guys.
Love that.
Yeah. Thank you, Jill.
Oh, big love for you, Dev.
All right, guys. Keeping it real with Jill Stanton of Screw the 9to5. Giggling over here. And as always, just keep moving forward. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedevegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.